So, what it is, Skippily, and welcome again to another episode of Latin and Layman's, where today I'm going to be doing a bunch of etymology regarding energy flow. We're going to talk a lot about things like between metabolism to anabolic, catabolic, chemical, product, reactant, all those types of things, doing a little cross-curricular work at my school. So what I like to do on my Fridays especially is I call it a cultural day where I take an aspect of Latin and show it in the modern world. As I was mentioning in my prior podcast, I did the zodiac signs last week. So this upcoming week, I'm going to be talking about energy flow. So without further ado, if you guys are interested, stick with me. And before you stick with me, why don't you go bop on over to, well, you can do it very much right now. If you're listening to me on Spotify, give me some stars, some 5 stars. If you want to be very, very generous, I would be ever so grateful. If you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, you can always email me. I'm going to try and plug my email more at latinandlaymans@gmail.com. If you guys have questions, things that you want to go over, Latin work help. I mean, I've helped people translate all kinds of things between Ovid to Caesar's De Bello Gallico, all over online platforms. So I've done plenty of tutoring, plenty of online teaching via over the interweb. So if you guys ever have any questions, I'd love to help people out. That's what I love to do. That's my purpose, I feel like, at least for now, is to just, you know, make things more simple from their complicated parts. Regardless, let's go ahead, leave that all aside, and jump onto some energy flow etymology, starting with metabolism, because metabolism, in a physiological sense, it refers to the sum of basically chemical changes within the body. I don't want to get too into the reads, but I know it's by which the protoplasm is renewed, it's changed, it's prepared for excretion, essentially. But we won't get into that because really what metabolism refers to is it comes from the Greek metabol. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce it, but it's spelled M-E-T-A-B-O-L-E, which refers to a change, plus balin, essentially, coming from balin deriving from bolism, or the vice versa, rather. So if we have metabolism, a change being thrown, that's essentially what's happening. It's to throw change into, well, our physiological lives. Essentially, according to almighty Google, it is the sum of those chemical changes and chemical processes within the body. Next one. Chemical, coming from chemic, which refers to of alchemy in medieval Latin. It comes from alchemicus, plus that A-L. A-L just refers to of or pertaining to. So chemical just refers to pertaining to alchemy. And alchemists back in the day were considered chemists because they did the same thing. They were taking the natural world and they were concocting all kinds of different ingredients and substances and liqueurs and tinctures and, you know, all kinds of things in order to cure ailments and all that kind of stuff. You know, Ayurvedic medicine is a form that we've taken from that in history. Next one we have here is catabolic. This term was actually coined back in the 1870s. It really just refers to a destructive metabolism, aka like if you're in a catabolic state, you're kind of breaking down things within your body. And it comes from the Greek kata, meaning down, and balin, again, that's where we get bolic from. Balin is the genesis, that's the original form of which we get the derivated form of bolic, referring to throw. So catabolic just refers to, and when we etymologize, we work from the suffix back to the prefix. So to throw downwards. And that's what basically is happening, essentially. You're throwing down all the muscle, all the tissue, all the nutrients within your body because your body is needing to probably sustain itself. And in order to sustain itself, because if you guys didn't know, you guys can actually survive for quite a long time without eating. But what happens when you don't eat, aka fasting, prolonged fasting for an amount of time, your body starts to kind of consume itself. It starts to self-consume. autosumption. I don't know what that would be, but it just starts to eat itself up. It becomes in a catabolic state. You are no longer in an anabolic state. Anabolic, ana meaning up, coming from the Greek up or upward, and balin again, bolic, referring to throw. Anabolic is pertaining to the process of building up, especially in metabolism, plus that ick, referring to pertaining to, essentially. So anabolic is the antithesis of catabolic. It's the opposite of. So if you're in an anabolic state, you're not in a catabolic state. If you're in a catabolic state, you're not in an anabolic state. So you're either in the process of building up or you are you're tearing down your body. And if you guys didn't realize, that's kind of like what your body's always doing. It's always in a process of either gaining or losing. It's never really, it is in a state of homeostasis, but your body is always trying to achieve that homeostasis. So a lot of the time, you know, you're never really stagnating. Like in a way you are stagnating, but it's because you're fluctuating so minimally that you can't really you don't really notice the differences between your catabolism versus anabolism. Next one that we have here, though, is reactant. Reactant is a term that refers to really to exert as a thing acted upon, an opposite action upon the agent, therefore. So a reactant just is, well, let's look at it etymologically. Re meaning back, again, an act coming from the Latin actus, the past participial form of agere, which means to set in motion, drive forward. Hence, that's where we get do or perform, essentially. So reactant just means to act back again, or to drive or to do back again. And that's what a reactant does. It is acting back upon something that is already being exerted upon it. Okay, it's reacting to whatever it is, whatever is being produced. Oh, product. Product is, well, in math, it's a mathematical quantity obtained by multiplication, essentially. It can also refer to the product of something that is brought forth from a reactant. Reactants get the products, essentially. So why don't we see, because from the medieval Latin, it comes from productum in classical Latin, meaning something produced. This noun use is of the neuter past participial form of producere, which means to bring forth. What does product mean? It means something produced, something brought forth, essentially. Brought forth from the reactant. And that's where we get product from. Latin all day, every day, everybody. In fact, if you break it down even more, pro meaning forth, duco, ducere, that duct means to lead. So lead forth, lead before, essentially, something produced before. Forth, rather. Next one, endothermic. Endo, a word-forming element, meaning inside, within, or eternal, from the Greek endon, meaning within or in. And then that thermic, Greek therm, referring to heat or temperature. So endothermic refers to heat within, an endothermic reaction versus an exothermic reaction. Endothermic, releasing heat within, versus exothermic. Exo is, it refers to outside. It's related to the Latin preposition ex, which means out of. That's where, if you ever look up above a door in a building, you see exit, ex meaning out of, and that it comes from the Latin irregular verb form, which means to go. So it, it is the third person singular form of the verb. So he, she, it goes out of, essentially, is what exit means. If you didn't know, now you know. Next one that we have here is enzyme. Enzyme comes from the modern Greek enzymos, which refers to leaven, from en meaning in, enzyme meaning leaven. So within leavened, essentially. And why do we why does it come from leavened? Well, enzymes refer to a process that, well, it catalyzes a process to happen within the body, essentially. And what is leavened bread? Well, leavened bread, leavening agent, is a substance, typically yeast, that is used in dough to make it rise. So leavening agents are what create that chemical process for the dough to rise. Have you guys ever made bread before? If you guys have, you throw the yeast in with the sugar and the water and the dough, and with all of those different enzymatic processes going on, you get the dough to rise. I guess that's where they came from, because that's, you know, I'm sure that that's how they understood how to make bread way back when. I don't know. I should have looked up the history of that one. Stay tuned. I'll come back to you guys with that one in a later episode. Catalyst. Catalyst. This just means kind of like a dissolution, essentially. It comes from the Latinized form of the Greek catalysis, which means dissolution or a dissolving, meaning, or coming from kata, meaning down, right? Kata meaning down. And then linen refers to loosen. So catalyst means to loosen downward, aka a dissolution. Next one that we have here, denaturation. D comes from the Latin down. It's a preposition meaning down, down from or off. It is a prefix in Latin. Usually also it can be concerning with down or away from or from among and down from. I know there are so many different prepositions that can be used. That's why we rely on context a lot of the time in Latin in order to produce the right preposition or the right translation in order to, you know, make Mr. Connerly happy with translating correct Latin sentences, regardless of. This is where we get, somebody mentioned to me that one of their favorite words, because they thought it was so funny, is defenestration. Well, D meaning down from, fenestration, fenestra. Actually, fenestra in Latin is a Latin noun that means window, and Asian, the action of. So the action of down from the window. And what is defenestration? It's the action of throwing someone out of a window. If you didn't know, now you know. And fenestra means window in Latin. So defenestration. But we got to go back to denaturation, because D means down from or away from. And then the Latin natura, a course of things, or a quality or a character, can sometimes refer to the universe. It literally means birth from from natus, which means born, which is the past participial form of nasci, which means to be born. Natus, where we get natal from. Next one that we get, consumer. From Latin consumere, which means to use up, eat, or waste. From the assimilated form of com here, perhaps an intensive prefix of sumere, which means to take. So then together, that would mean to take with or to eat up. So that's what a consumer is. Sumere, actually, we can break that one down even further. From sub, meaning under, and emere, which means to buy or to take. So to take underneath. And that is what consumer is. Carnivore, from the Latin carnivorous, referring to flesh eating. Omnivore actually comes from the carnivore model. I was trying to get into all the other terms like omnivore and herbivore and all that stuff. So all of those are made up terms. The only one that is actually set in stone in historical context is carnivore. And then we started to kind of change it because, you know, we like to have all kinds of different diet cultures and whatnot. But omnivore, omni means all or everything, right? Because omnipresent, omnipotent. Really, the French omnivore was noted as the neologism in the language back in the 1800s. It was taken from the direct source of carnivore and just changed into omnivore. Okay. Next one that we get here is, well, and then to go into that even further, that's where we get herbivore. Herbivore eating. Herb eating is essentially what that's going to refer to. Herb eating, omnivore, it's all eating. Carnivore is flesh eating. Matrix, you have just entered the matrix. The matrix comes from Latin matrix, the genitive matricus, which refers to a pregnant animal. In late Latin, it can refer to a wound. It's also comes from the word source or origin, from the Latin mater, matris, which means mother, essentially. So mother is where we get matrix from. Matrix refers to a pregnant animal, essentially. It just, more than anything, it refers to the womb, what it's holding within. The matrix has so much other things going on, an interconnected web. Aerobic, coming from the Greek aero plus bios, meaning life. So life, air, or air life. Aerobic versus anaerobic. Anaerobic without, and meaning without, air, and bios is life again. So without air and with air. So an aerobic type of exercise would be running versus anaerobic would be something like lifting weights, something explosive. Last one that we're going to get into here is fermentation. Fermentation from late Latin fermentationem, a noun of action from the past participial stem of Latin fermentare, which means to ferment. Fermentation referring to fermentation. Alrighty, everybody. I hope you learned something new. And if you did, I would love some love and support. And again, if you guys are wanting to connect with me, shoot me an email. I'd love to chat with you. I'd love to hear what your thoughts, questions, comments, concerns, anything that you would like to be addressed, if you want anything addressed rather in my podcast, it would be awesome. Love to hear from you guys. That being said, I hope you all have a great rest of your day. Tempus est, discedere.